We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Nick Nurse knows more basketball than I will ever imagine. And secondly, I remember Toronto coming up the floor and Kyle Lowry was looking back at the bench. Kawhi Leonard was looking back at the bench like, hey, we're gassed. We need to time out here. And so that's what I saw. I saw that they're players. And remember now, they're playing basically seven guys. And Powell gets some run, too. So he got more run in game five than he had, I think, in the previous couple of games. But it's I thought they were gassed a little bit, and they needed the timeout. Now, that said, I'm kind of old school. If my team's on a run, they're going to have to, like, be falling down before I call a timeout. You know, that's just me. That's just my preference. But you know, again, I think what he was trying to do was make sure that he had a fresh Kawhi Leonard for the final couple of minutes.
Yeah, and with all due respect to my guy Guru, I think people are going to remember Durant's injury about game five. I think that's what everybody's going to remember, how the Warriors rallied around Durant. Now, this is the second series kind of in a row that they're tasked with doing that, Tim. Let me ask you this. If you feel like...
Let me interrupt for a second. You know what people didn't realize was that game was the first time since game one against the Clippers they really had everybody ready to go.
I know. Yeah, I know.
I mean, think about that.
I made a joke that they were whole.
Yeah,
which was kind of not true, but it was in a way.
It's crazy that they've gotten this far, to be honest with you, with all the injuries they've had.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, and you know what? I can't help but, you know, people talk, how long's the dynasty going to have all this? It's like, I think what we've seen in this postseason has been the effect of 5 years. I really do.
Absolutely.
I mean, people say, why can't it let, well, this is why. This is why. Right. Like, I know Steph Curry has played 5 years of basketball, but he might have aged 7 years. You know what I mean? These seasons are brutal, and I just think it's a natural kind of outcropping of what happens when you're this great.
Yeah, it's and you can just see that's why, you know, you have these games and you wonder, how could the Warriors do, like the Clippers series?
Right.
You know, they have that 30-point lead at home and lose. You know, that would have never happened in the first year or the second year, even the third year. That would have, you know, they would have gone on to win by 50 or something. But because of the fact that it's been 5 years, because of the difference of the roster now has changed over the 5 years, and so you have all these things and the extra season and change that they've played because of all their runs to the finals. It's a different animal for them right now. I think it's more psychological than anything else.
Tim, I felt like I was watching a Rocky movie when Durant went out and the Warriors rallied, and then it looked like they were against the ropes. And I say that to say, if somehow the Warriors can get to Sunday and win and hoist up that trophy and say, this is for Kevin Durant, I'm telling Stoddy, I've already got my tissue ready. And I was one of those guys like, oh, where's Durant? Is he milking it? And I didn't know. And I apologize. I've since apologized to him because I was wrong. But my point is, the fact that they held on, Tim, when the stage was set for Toronto to win on their home court and Canada go crazy, and I'm saying Buffalo Springfield, if you're familiar, am I too far-fetched, Tim, to say I feel like something's already happening, the fact that they won that last game?
I think, Tim. I appreciate the enthusiasm. I think you're right. I think, you know, it's like you guys were talking right as I came on with the caller. You know, if it's like the old boxing thing. If you get the champ on the ropes, you got to put him away, because the champ will find a way to get off the ropes and work his way back to a victory. And so I think, you know, I'm curious to see what kind of a game we have tonight. And if the Warriors, you know, play well and win, then I think Game 7 is going to be a bear. I think it's going to be a real, you know, knockdown, dragout. And again, the one thing the Warriors have over Toronto, the Toronto has Danny Green and they have Kawhi Leonard, but the Warriors have multiple championship, you know, tight situation experience. And they've been in this Game 7 before on both sides. So they know if they get to a Game 7, again, we're looking ahead here, they got to win tonight first, okay? So that's one thing. But if they do get to that point, they know what's going on in the Toronto locker room because they've been there before. So I think that would help the Warriors a lot.
Tim, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And we will see you over there tonight. And once again, just a great call the other night.
I appreciate the kind words. It was, I'm just very, very, very lucky to have, you know, the chair to witness all this.
Mm. Yeah, well, then again, Tim, in fairness to you, it was the same chair you used in 1997 when the team won 14 games. So you deserve it, my friend.
Hey, that chair has stories to tell, let me tell you.
Yeah, it does. All right, see you over there, buddy.
All right, guys.
All right, let's head over to Anna, find out what's going on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thanks, Danny. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Hint Water. It's game day. The NBA Finals return to Oracle for one final dance, and we have business to get to. Down 3-2 in the NBA Finals, the Warriors are trying to force the series back to Toronto. 95.7 The Game will be live at Oracle starting at noon with Papa and Bonte. Then the Dame and Bruce Show will be on Warriors Ground at 3. The Game 6 coverage will start with Warriors Live with Steiny and Guru at 4:30. Tip-off at 6 right here on the home for Warriors basketball, 95.7 The Game. And it is the final game in Oakland, and we're getting a little nostalgic today. Papa and Bonte will talk about favorite moments with former Warrior players. They'll talk to Tim Hardaway at 1, then Rick Barry will join them at 2. But coming up at 11:45, we got Guru's Caddy Story. Plus, Steiny has an update on his car break-in story. You do not want to miss it. I'm Anna Kagadakis on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Stein, Matt Stowell, the Guru Johnson with you. Getting you ready for Game 6. Tip-off at 6 o'clock. Guru and I will have Warriors Live at 4:30. We'll turn it over to Tim Roy at 5:30 for the pregame show. And then game time, 6 o'clock. And we'll have you covered all after the final horn. Tim Roy, Guru and I again, John Dickinson, Ryan Covey, Butcher Boy, all the big boys in the house for tonight's ball game, Game 6. 888-957-9570.
One thing we haven't mentioned is, and I know you're about Guru, just let it play out. The Game 6, Clay. Is that something to you?
No.
That's pretty much that to you.
That was 3 years ago.
It was Game 6.
Right, but what would that have to do with anything that happened tonight?
That he knows it.
What? If he might get hot?
Right.
Okay. Just because of that game 3 years ago?
He's got a reputation. Okay. They call it Game 6 Clay. I'm just saying.
I'm going to take a stab at this. And if Clay had never had that game in Oklahoma City, I bet you he still think he'd have a big night tonight. Paul. Let's go to Paul. And he is simply known as the We Believe guy, Paul Wong. How you doing, Paul? What's going on, man?
Matty, Goo, love your show. I love the balance today.
Thank you.
Matty, we've been there, done that.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I feel you. I feel you. Toronto's definitely a better team. I can say that. However, we're the champ. Guru, I love the vibe. That's what I'm getting on. We're talking about sharing the positive vibe.
Let's go.
I remember Jim Barnett shared back in 06, 07. Give the players something to play for. And tonight at Rorco, everywhere you're celebrating, bring the vibe, bring the noise, everything but positivity. We Believe, part two.
You going to be there, Paul?
I'll be there. Matter of fact, I feel like I'm in the library because I just got my face hanging on just for you, Matt.
Nice, man. Hope I bump into you, man. Have a great time.
We will, Ed. Have a blessed one.
Thanks, Paul. Yeah,
did he everybody say the face painted on?
I guess so, yeah.
Boy.
If you don't know, Paul Wong is the creator of the slogan, We Believe. The way I remember it, with 10 games remaining in the season, the Warriors were closing in on a playoff berth. They needed some help. I think I saw them the first time it was in a game in Sacramento where he held up this sign, We Believe, and everyone's like, who's this guy? Ended up winning 9 out of 10 and going to the playoffs and then beating the Mavericks. Oh, there's, you know what? Were the Mavericks better than the Warriors?
Hell yeah.
Okay, and the Warriors won that series. So there you go. There you go. The Warriors can win 2 games even if they're not as good as the Raptors right now.
There hasn't been a 30 for 30 for the We Believe. That might be in the works.
That's the one Paul I
would
see.
Yeah, Paul would be in it.
Now, this may sound crazy. I'd rather see a 30 for 30 on the We Believe team than a 30 for 30 on these guys. I mean, come on. You know what I mean?
Well, there's no when Durant's healthy, nobody's supposed to beat him. I mean, We Believe.
Who do you want to see a documentary on? Steven Jackson or Kevin Durant? I mean, Steph Curry.
Don Nelson.
I mean, I love Steph Curry, but give me Matt Barnes, Al Harrington, Steven Jackson, and Baron Davis behind the scenes.
Everything was Warrior. Dude, I was at Chili's in Union City, and the place felt like the arena. Warriors. Dude, that was wild. Now We Believe Part 2. Paul called it.
Let's go to...
Well, I called it first.
Alex in Walnut Creek. What's up, Alex? You called a sweep first. The first thing you called was a Warriors sweep.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So that turned out to be worthless.
Right.
All right? And now...
O'Neal predicted Toronto in 6. When he walks in here in the morning, what's his life?
You
his
wouldn't
life
have shut
change.
Up. That's the point. You
See,
would not
I'm
have
not
shut
that
up.
Guy.
Yes, you are that guy.
I thought you
You're
knew me.
You're the quintessential
me.
Guy.
I thought you knew
well,
me.
Well, why did you... feel the need to say, well, I actually called it before Paul Wong.
Just wanted a little credit to Caddy.
Thank
went down.
You.
You know, I'm trying to feel bad.
This is what you'd say on Twitter is you're proving my point. Alex, what's up, my man?
Hey, guys.
How are you, man?
Guru.
What's up, baby?
Tiny, I love you. But I'm with Guru on this one, man. You got to believe. You got to believe today. You got to keep the 95.7 airwaves positive. This is game day in the Bay. Raptors blew it. There is no rhyme and logic to it, but they blew it. Can I give you a six-line poem? I mean, it's game 6, right?
Does it have anything to do with the Warriors and Raptors, I'll listen. Yeah, no. But if it's something out of...
We're waiting, baby. Go ahead.
I can't even think of a damn poet. A poet didesn't even come to my mind
Edgar
right
Allan
now.
Poe.
I think he's a novelist, but go ahead.
Alex, so here we go. Alex the poet. Tiny, I appreciate the analysis, but it's causing some paralysis. All we got to say is that today, Warriors are going to do it for the Bay. They're going to do it in 7. They're going to do it for Kevin.
Not bad.
Go Warriors.
All right, Alex. I'll take that. That was good. I like
he
that.
He put himself out there.
Can Guru, this is where you kill me. You're not sticking up for me. Everybody's saying Steinmetz, you're not positive. How many times do I have to say I think the Warriors can win 2 games?
But there are other words that come out of your mouth after that to make it just like, right. You ain't throwing confetti on get on the hype train. That's all they say, Stoddy.
I haven't been
You're like, I'll miss the party. I'll miss the graduation, but I'll be at the.
I haven't.
I ran out of words.
I haven't been on a hype bandwagon in my entire life. Maybe that's my problem.
Dude.
Except Reading High School basketball back when I was about 11 years old.
And do we got a countdown to your induction to the Hall of Fame?
I'm still debating.
When is it?
Sometime in August.
Oh, okay. You got a little time. Hey, real quick, 714.
Uh-huh.
I should have gave this to the morning guys. They would have had a T-shirt. We still believe. Not we believe. We still believe. Some money to be made there.
All right, let's head out to Hater Proof in San Francisco. And our calls are always... brought by Dialpad. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. Connect your team with a business communication platform that powers voice, video, messages, and meetings across your existing devices. Our guest. And our next guest is Haterproof. Haterproof.
Hater.
I'm going to call him a guest today. Just today. What's up, Haterproof? Actually, the guest was Tim Roy. Never mind. Sorry, Haterproof. You're not a guest. You're back to a caller. How you doing?
I could be a second guest. It's all good. What's up, fellas?
How are you, man?
Good, man. I don't think I've ever been this juiced for a Warriors game in a long, long time, man. This is going to be huge. But as far as saying goodbye to the Oracle, I'm with you, Guru. I don't care about saying goodbye. We in it right now. I don't care about goodbyes or crying and sentimental value. Forget all that. We got a game to play. And as far as the game goes, what the Warriors need to do to win this, I feel like, hey, throw the playbook out. We're going to win this with the triple E. Effort, energy, and emotion. It's going to be a sneaky game. You know, the Raptors are going to come out with everything they got. So we gotta match that intensity. And we need everything from everyone, all the way down the bench. McKinney, Cook, Jarepko, if he gets some time, Cousins. It's going to have to be a splash party, you know what I mean? The Splash Brothers are going to have to come through. Both of them are going to have to, you know, come through with big games. We can't have one of them hot and the other one not. But it's mainly going to be just effort from everyone on both ends of the floor. You know what I'm saying? Diving for every loose ball, sacrificing. You know, Kevin Durant just sacrificed his season next year and his health for the team. So we got to come out there and do it for Oakland, do it for KD, do it for the whole Bay, man. This is big.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it, Hater Proof. 925 says, where are you guys going to be before the game so we can say hi? We're always in the Crown Royal Room. And if you're nice to a certain usher, Darlene, she'll let you in. Just be polite to her.
Is D Papa going to be out there?
I don't.
We got a little mouse in the house. Papa, he been eating the snacks that Darlene's been bringing. I didn't want to bring it up. I thought he'd been popping that popcorn back too soon. I thought to it today. But, you know, she brings us the snacks, and he'd been going in, and I'm like, this is ours. I love you, D.
I haven't been eating the snacks lately.
And that's why you ain't said nothing.
No. Charlie in New York. How you doing, Charlie?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you guys doing? Listen, the Warriors will win tonight if they shoot close to 23-pointers. They will win tonight if Boogie thinks he's playing on the road. They will win tonight if Looney's arm doesn't fall off. They will win tonight if Iggy or Draymond can contribute 15 to 20 points. I don't buy into it that destiny and the gods want the Warriors to win. Listen, I think they're going to win tonight. I think they will force a game 7. But they're the underdogs, which is completely ironic. And in this series, they've played 5 games. You can argue that the Raptors have won 15 or 16 of those quarters. So a lot has to go right for the Warriors to win tonight. Can it happen? Yes. The Splash Brothers have to score 60 points. Cook has to hit a couple of threes. All of it is very possible, but I don't buy into all that narrative that it's destiny and the gods are going to, a storybook ending. You talk about that when it happens, if it happens. Anyway, guys, that's all I got. Thanks.
Thanks, Charlie. As always, appreciate it. Edgar Allan Poe could be considered a poet for sure.
Yeah.
It says Edgar Allan Poe, American writer, editor, and literary critic. Poe is best known for his poetry and short stories.
The Raven.
Can you name one other one? One other Edgar Allan Poe. And I'm going to be honest, I couldn't. So it's not like I'm making you look bad. I don't know.
I think. I call rappers poets. So rappers are my poets.
That's fair. Yeah. Bob Dylan was a poet.
Jay-Z, the Black Cat. Yeah, I used to do a lot. I've read all these To Kill a Mockingbird, Boo Radley. Macbeth, we had to read. They don't do that no more like we used to. They're not in my ear. I hope it, because you're looking like you don't believe I read Boo Radley.
Well, that book's not Boo Radley.
It's To Kill a Mockingbird.
Who wrote Macbeth? Don't say it in his ear.
Are you kidding me?
You did.
It's a great play.
All right. Bleacher Dave in Oakland. What's up, Bleacher Dave?
It was William the Navigator wrote Macbeth, right? You just didn't see me. I don't know what jersey to wear. I got like 19 things I'm trying to do here because I'm trying to get ready to go out to you.
Wear Rick Barry.
Oh, no,
Rick Barry.
No,
because that culminated with a title.
No, here's what you do, Bleacher. You ready?
What do you do? You don't got to wear jerseys.
I know, but is right. If I were a guy who wore a jersey,
all right, here we go.
I would absolutely wear the one that's the most kind of arcane. Wear the most, you know, if you've got a Dean Oliver jersey, wear a Dean Oliver jersey. If you've got a John Barry,
Sonny Parker,
you know, no, I'm talking about Bill. I'm talking about Curley, Bill Curley. Wear a Bill Curley jersey, or even Brian Cardinal. You see what I'm saying? Then you walk into that arena tonight, and everybody knows Bleacher Dave. You're old school. That's what I think you should do.
Okay, well, here's what I'm contemplating. I got an old school Anthony Randolph.
Oh no, do you leave that at the house?
No. Hold on, that's at the top of the list right now.
Give us Al Addles.
Who else?
I've got a custom Addles.
That's it.
Number 16. I've got a Rick Barry.
No.
And Oaks.
Oh, I like you.
Right now, I've got a California Golden Seals Charlie O.
Now,
I think I'm walking out the house with my Oakland Warriors hoodie with Huey Newton in the rattan chair poster on it. So I think nothing says East Oakland Warriors like Huey. And so the question today, is it the past or the future? It's got to be both, right?
I would go with Adel, Steiny.
I would, too. Hey, where are the Al Adels?
Where are the Adels?
I think you got to wear the Adels.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Adels? I think I'm going to do this, though. I'm a rock my town jersey. I got one of the blue and gold ones.
You just asked us which one to help you with.
Bleacher, we'll see you over there tonight.
He's with
your
guys,
with your hydrogen cell car or whatever. What did he say?
Hey, I'm in the market.
Well, I said, hey, nice electric car to Bleacher. Yeah. And he was like, this isn't an electric car. This is a
hydrogen cell something
or other. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what.
I ain't going for style on my next car. I'm going for
510. Yeah. Can I wear my Mike Dunleavy jersey? I wouldn't expect anything else. I wouldn't expect anything but a Mike Dunleavy jersey or David Wood. Let's go. Guru's starting to rub off on me. Let's go to John in Daly City. Let's do this.
Guys, how you doing?
How are you, man?
I actually like you.
I mean, Guru. Hey, Steiny and Guru, I got a memory for you. It's an intrepid memory from a Game 6, 1967 NBA championship game.
Okay.
You remember that?
I don't.
It was the Philadelphia 76ers at the Cow Palace. Wilt the Stilt. Ask Rick Barry. They lost. I don't want to share too many bad memories, but they went down in Game 6 back then at the Cow Palace.
Wow.
Not a good memory.
And that was.
Let's hope that they don't pull it.
Thanks, John. Yeah. And that Sixer team, I guess, considered one of the greatest of all time, with Chamberlain and Cunningham and Luke Jackson, a couple other guys. I think Luke Jackson.
That's a strong name.
Nick Van Exel jersey, absolutely admitted. No, Donyell Marshall in. I'll tell you what, these guys.
They had bad experiences in war uniform. That's the point. It ain't personal.
Okay, Todd Fuller.
Stop.
Todd Fuller gets in free. Baron Davis jersey, no, it's too common.
And he's there all
Danielle Marshall, you get in free.
He had a bad experience.
Monte Ellis, you got to pay twice as much to get
in. It's Al Adels.
Nick Van Exel, that's a free entry to the Oracle tonight. Terry Teagle, you get in for free.
Biedren.
Andrew DeClercq is in for free with the Andrew DeClercq jersey. Absolutely. Absolutely.
We want Al Adels.
And if 510, you really have a Šarūnas Jasikevičius jersey, go ahead and wear it. Go ahead and wear it. Matt in Oakland, what's up, man? Matt?
Hello.
Oakland, what's up, man?
Hey, fellas.
How are you?
Hey, fellas, how we doing?
Good.
I want everybody to remember this, because what you're witnessing now is easily one of the top five teams in the history of the NBA. Absolutely revolutionary.
Yep.
Changed the league. Went from that idiotic Pistons football style basketball. I guess you could say the Mavs started that, or even if you want to go back, that would be Nelly. But nonetheless, they've ushered in this beautiful era of basketball. They've gone to the finals five times in a row, which is way harder than it used to be. No matter what happens in the next few days, just dig it. That's all I got.
Thanks, Matt. Yeah, I mean, it's not going to – what do I want to say here? A lot of stuff's not going to sink in tonight, no matter what happens. Even if the Warriors win, that means this
you
whole thing
got, yeah. gets – Ain't nothing to sink but Game 7.
No.
The focus for Game 7. We'll get sentimental later. But they win tonight. We got – boy, we wear Father's Day.
If they win tonight. You got to be prepared. See, this is what
I'm not, Steiny. That's going to be hard. And so hearing that old Canada in that building tonight.
So what?
They should be banned. Raptor fans should be banned tonight. If they win, you go in the locker room. We'll do all that. But if that's, I'm gonna need a mimosa tonight.
Why are you blaming Toronto fans?
It's Warriors fans that are selling their tickets to Raptor fans. You know when you think of who's listening to our show and who's not. I let that Derek Papa thing go out, and I was hoping, you know what? He's probably prepping for his show. He was listening. And I don't even know what you just said. When I said, leave the snacks alone, I didn't want him to be listening.
Well, I think that's something you got to, you know.
But you had said that, but you were happy he was eating it, so you didn't have to eat it.
I'm not. I, what, wasn't happy or sad.
Well, Darlene likes him now. I guess I'm getting a little jelly. You know, I guess that's what happened. She likes everybody.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
The usher, Darlene, who's our friend, brings us snacks, and you and I have a ritual that when the show starts, we'll crack it open, put Demon cracking the bag open 10 minutes before the show. And you ain't said that, so I've been letting him get away with it. But anyway, I missed you yesterday, man.
Let's go to Jason, Union City. Jason, Union City.
What's up, guys?
Hey,
oh, man, Bruce, Simons, man, you guys do an awesome job, like, all the time.
Thank you.
Anyway, I love the poetry, Edgar Allan Poe books. Those are really sick books, man, so I can't read them. Anyway, back to the Warriors playbooks. Hey, man, like, you know, I think back to 2015, like, you know how they called Curry Zero Dark 30, man, but I think it's Zero Dark Thompson this year, only because there's one play that, like, stuck out to me on game five where, like, Klay Thompson answered the ball mid-range, backed, turned against the rim like Kobe style, and stepped back for a three. Swoosh. It's not the survival of the fittest anymore. It's the survival of the swooshes. And I think we're going to turn the page
in
the series and win it all, baby. Let's do it. Go Warriors, baby.
All right, Jason. Yeah, you go.
That's what you'll do.
Joey Hassett, yes, you get in free. Cliff Rozier, yes, you get
into
all next year's games at Chase Free with Clifford Rozier, the late Clifford Rozier.
Yeah, R.I.P. Miguel Petras, he had hops, Steiny.
He was.
I know, but he had hops.
Did he ever reach his potential?
Oh, no. Everybody we just named off did.
But you know what? He could dunk, so that was really important.
See, I'm not that guy.
Oh, gosh. Steiny, you were on the hype bandwagon when you drove from Philly to Boston to see Bird play.
Mm.
That was a preseason game. I drove up for that. I was more of on the hype train when I drove to Detroit.
And Bird didn't play that game, right?
Yeah, he did.
There was one game you drove somewhere and somebody didn't play.
No, you're thinking of that kid from Denver that Curry stiffed.
No, I wouldn't.
Or Iowa. I think Iowa. Remember the kid came from Iowa?
Why you bring that up? We need positive stuff.
That's the story behind that is Curry's like, I ain't playing for that punk. That's what nobody tells. That's, you know, a kid. Curry didn't want to play in front of that kid.
What are you talking about?
I'm random, Goo.
Yeah, no, I look at you.
Steph, I'm kidding. Stephanie in Oakland. What's up, Steph?
Hey, what's up, guys? Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Hey.
Hey, thank you so much for taking my call. Sure. I really, really do enjoy your show.
Thank you.
So I just knew, they were going to win game five. You know, even us witchy woo-woo people, I consulted my tarot cards and they won. And I just got a feeling that we will win tonight's game. And I'll definitely ask for cards or whatever. I'm not so sure about game seven in Toronto, but I just got this feeling that we're going to do it. It's going to be hard, but I think it'll all work out.
All right, Stephanie. You going to the game tonight?
I wish. No, I don't got money like that. I'm a dog walker and a tarot card reader.
Oh, all right, Stephanie. Well, you're always welcome
here.
Thank you so much. Troy Murphy, no. I'm saying no,
he was
Troy
lefty.
Murphy.
Notre Dame.
I'm saying no. No.
What if we had
Speedy
the power
Claxton
to get her in? Because she was honest with us. She said she was a dog walker.
If everybody...
But
was, you know,
I wanted power
to let
she
in.
Would have got it right then. Like, meet us. I'll leave it at Will Call.
Roni Cycli, he's in. You can get in free with Cycli. Sura, Bobby Sura, of
Dude,
course.
We need champs. What don't you get?
No,
you're naming
Starks.
All the guys that.
No, John Starks.
Come on.
No.
Anthony Morrow, he had a jumper.
This is how you prove to people that you're an old school fan. You can't wear a Curry jersey. I mean, listen, if you're wearing a Curry jersey, it doesn't mean you're not an old school fan. But if you're wearing a Chris Gatling jersey,
but
it assures that you're an old.
But it's not his fault. But that era was down.
You don't get it.
We want a good
you're
era.
Not getting
I do
what
get
I'm
it.
Going after. You're not getting yeah, what I'm going
you
after.
You want to check the fan ID and how much of a fan you are. I do
Let
get
me
it
ask you
by
question.
The jersey.
Wait, why would you want to wear a shirt that 300 other people are going to wear
oh,
in the game today?
I hate that.
Well, that's why you want to wear a Vinny Del Negro tonight.
What's wrong with
Adels?
So you can
stand at.
He got a chip.
I said
Adels. He was at the last game.
Adels is a rare one.
That
Not a lot of people
it.
Have Adels.
But Maggette?
Maggette.
That's a strong dude.
Thanks. Thanks.
That's a bad boy.
Yeah.
Him
no,
and T.O.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't a bad boy.
Did Duke?
What did he do?
He got to the league. You know my favorite.
Outside, Corey McGetty may have been the player that guys least like to play with in I was going to say NBA history. But
they also got out his way when he went to the rack.
Yeah, he was. I'm trying to think what year this was. I heard he passed.
Who?
2008. McGetty.
McGetty still kick?
I'm talking about pass the ball.
Oh,
he made a pass.
Oh,
in
man.
2008. Yeah. Let's go to Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Where's he been?
I don't know.
Hey, what's up, you guys?
Hey,
you know, Clay, he steps up big in these game sixes. He's famous for them. He will deliver tonight. Steph will deliver tonight. Local arena, we're going to go out just like the Niners. Last game of Candlestick, pick up the stick, Bowman. We're going to have something similar to that tonight.
How'd that? Okay? What happened the week after that? I don't remember.
Why would you say this?
Oh, I don't know, but all I know is we're going to win tonight, okay? We're going to force the game seven, real talk.
There you go, eh?
I'm going to be wearing my The Town jersey, Kevin Durant black tonight in honor of him. So, you know, all good.
All right. Antonio.
I wonder if they got something special planned for KD, like video visual. I wouldn't put it past the Warriors.
I wouldn't either. They're in beg mode now. Of course they're going to put something.
Well, they need
up
a W.
Kevin Durant. Well, they also need, they'd also, you know, would love for him to come back. You know what I'm saying?
This is a hell of a playoffs for the Warriors, man. They've dealt with everything.
Let's go to, all right, let's go to Miguel. Miguel's saying definitively, Toronto's done. He's the Warriors version of Eric. Hey, Miguel, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, you guys? Hey, man, the Warriors are going to drop three-pointers everywhere, man. Toronto is going to be so nervous. Every time they get the ball, they're going to keep on passing it to who, because they're going to be so scared to shoot. So the Warriors are going to have a big game tonight. I believe the score is going to be 128-97.
Oh, my. They're going to win by 30. All right. Thanks, Miguel.
Good job.
Miguel's got Warriors by 31 tonight.
And we keep talking offense. The Warriors got to win this game defensively. Defensively is where they got to win this game, Steiny.
They got to win the game anyhow they can. They'll take 140-138. They'll take 98-97. Like, this is the game where I guarantee you tonight's game's not going to look good. You know what I mean? It's not going to look good.
I like it.
But that's the way.
Get it in.
That's the way these games go. It's going to be fun, though.
Yeah, remember the Detroit, the Knicks and Heat. But we didn't know it was bad.
Steiny, you just inspired me to wear my Nick Young jersey. Young jersey, you not only don't get into the arena, you're getting ejected and you're getting bounced out of the arena.
Well, he got a ring.
No, Nick Young. Nick Young.
He was at his kid's game the other day.
That's great. Dr. Hustle, San Jose. I don't want to talk about Nick Young.
Swaggy.
What's going on, fellas? I'm back home from Las Vegas after Dr. Hustle was hustling there. I'm going to wear my Keith Jennings.
That's
my
fine.
Todd Fuller jersey.
Either one.
But mister.
Let me tell you something. There's those moments in sports, and I know Simons might say, oh, come on. And a guru might say, you know what? I like that. I was in Las Vegas when the Toronto Raptors clapped for KD when he was injured. I said, this is going to be the moment that they regret. Just like Dusty Baker giving Russ Ortiz that baseball, there are certain things.
Wow.
When this series is over, we are going to call it the curse of the KD clap. You clapped for KD was injured. Warriors are going to pull it out tonight. Ugly game. Game seven. All the chips on the table. They're going to have Kawhi Leonard. He's going to play all right. But Draymond, Clay,
They're
going to play a defensive game. And the Warriors are going to win. The parade is still going to happen. And that's Dr. Hustle, and I'm out.
Oh, yeah.
And the nurse curse with the timeout.
Let me ask you a question, Guru. You believe in all this fate?
No, I truly do.
I know you do. I know. All I'm right. saying you believe in all this fate and emotion stuff. Let me ask you a question. What if Kawhi Leonard gets back from shoot around, he starts listening to the radio, and hearing all these Warrior fans basically say Toronto's no good. Warriors are going to win tonight, easy. It's just a matter of whether they can win Game 7. Don't you think Kawhi Leonard would be like, oh, I'm putting a stop to that tonight? Is that worth any? If all your other intangibles are worth anything, is that worth anything?
Yeah, but that's an unbelievable scenario. Nobody said Toronto's not good. Everybody knows
everybody has called in and said the Warriors are still going to win this series. Most people.
I honestly feel, Stoney, that nurse curse, Dr. Hustle. I know Sunday is Father's Day, but if it's a game seven, I'm in.
Let's go to Fred in Richmond. Hey, Fred.
Hey, y'all. What's going on? Thanks for having me on. Just got a couple of things. One, Kawhi Leonard don't listen to nobody because, you know, he's like a robot. He's not listening to no radio. Hell, he can care what Warrior fans say. But, you know, the first 8 minutes of the game tonight will tell it all. I believe the Warriors are going to come out blazing. And I want to make this real quick prediction. Quentin Cook will have 12 to 15 points tonight. What y'all think about that?
I'm not doubting
and
you.
And I love Quinn.
I'm not doubting you, Freddie. You got the you got it right the first time.
What'd you say?
So there you go. He was the guy who said Quinn Cook could play in the series, remember? A couple weeks ago. Steinmetz, if the Warriors win, the dynasty is alive. If they lose, the dynasty is over. What if the game is decided by 1 point, Chief? You can't say a dynasty is over because of a 1 point loss. You sound ridiculous. That's why I wrote things down. Because, Guru, I am a man.
I see it.
I'm a very literal person. I have two English teachers as parents. And that's why I said the two outcomes tonight, the greatest comeback in NBA history would still be on the table if the Warriors win tonight.
Man.
And if they lose, it could possibly be the beginning of a dynasty crumbling. That doesn't say end of the dynasty, does it? No, it doesn't, because I like to be a little more precise with my words.
And at halftime,
and also, could be ahead. Means don't lock it up. What about halftime?
I'm keeping you in the know. E40, G-Eazy, Short, Mr. Fab performing.
Let me tell you what I'm at way half. More excited about.
I just got that.
The Canadian national anthem tonight. Sarah McLachlan singing it.
Woo!
That's going to be must watch.
This is
and you know what?
This is what
if,
hurts
hey,
us.
You know
a,
what?
As a if show, E40, this hurts us.
If E40,
this hurts
if Too Short,
yeah.
And Mr. Fab want to sing, how about laying one down for the good old USA and singing the national anthem tonight? That's what I'd like to see.
They would stay in their lane, and they don't sing. They rap.
I think they got to be more versatile then. You telling me E40 cannot sing the national anthem?
He probably could.
Well, then why doesn't he?
His name is Earl. Do you know that?
I don't think
they call
anybody
too
but good friends call him Earl, and I don't know him that well. I wouldn't presume to call him Earl. And he might think that's disrespect.
And G-Eazy is Gerald.
The white guy.
Yeah. And Fab is?
By the way, I noticed that Bonte calls Fab Mr. Fab, and I thought it was specifically Mr. A-H. So they must know each other so well that Bonte can give him a little grief about that.
I hadn't thought about it, but I've been doing a good job.
What? So your car fixed or what?
No, we dodged a bullet. It's in the lab now, so it'll be ready for me tomorrow.
It's not
it was
a lab.
Not, and
it's
I'm
a
getting
car
a little irritated.
Shop.
Dude, I got to tell all the listeners and the Twitter people and Instagram, son, people were offering me rides. If that were money, I'd
offered
them.
You my car.
When?
I said, do you need a car to get to Sacramento today?
Dude, I didn't know what that... I'm feeling emotional now. I didn't know what... I
That's
thought it was
I
a
said.
Typo. Wow, man. I'm about to hug you after the show. You would trust
you
me with the
taken,
car.
I would have given you the Ford
wow,
Focus.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
But I'm mad at all my buddies from the Yoon. We got a Vine, and they all said, get rid of the Caddy. Dude, it was not the water pump, the water pump belt. So about $432. I'll be back.
That's a lot.
One more episode in... Then I'm look at something else.
Hey, by the way, so I got broken into again.
Dude, this
smash and grab.
West Oakland BART.
No. You know, this is the other thing. I'm sick of stereotypes.
Where were you at?
I've been parking it in West Oakland for 8 years. Nothing's ever happened to my car. You know what? When I've gotten hosed in Rockridge and in Montclair.
Is that
period.
Where you were at?
I was in Montclair, yeah.
How did they
anyway,
know that the computer was there?
We went all over this yesterday. We can't. They have devices.
I wasn't near. But
well,
I know you know where we
you
have
can download the podcast at 95.
So you're without a computer.
Yes. But I think I'm
going
to wait.
You're
to
going
buy
old
one.
School like me
I
with
may.
The pen and paper.
I may. So I go take my car, get fixed yesterday to get
the window
the smashed.
Window.
Guess who I bump into? Well, I didn't say anything to him, but guess who was there?
I'm getting mad already.
Alfonso McKinney.
What'd you say?
Nothing. I didn't say anything. But apparently somebody He had a window in his car. He had a problem with a window in his car, too, I think.
Well, I bet he's probably a 100K car.
That I don't know. I wouldn't think so,
You didn't look to see what he got into?
No. Somebody was giving him a ride.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I don't bother.
Tall?
He's listed at 6'7".
No, you know how you get up on him. You don't like guys taller than you.
I don't. What?
I took like a picture with you before.
Taller than me?
You got on tiptoe a little bit.
If I see a guy outside, I don't. Hey, Alfonso, how you doing? That's Steinmetz.
Who?
I do a radio show.
Oh, right. I'm laughing with you, not at you. And I can't laugh because I'm carless. And AC was on Bart this morning. Shout out to Bart. Who? The air condition. It was like, are you concerned about the break-ins? That's
no,
two.
It was no. It's
and this is a new car.
My stupidity. Well, it's a new car. But
if you can't put something in your car, how still? What
is my fault?
Why?
Because I can't. I have to be better than that.
Our society is that bad. You can't leave nothing of value in a car.
Nope.
So pretty soon, the house is going to be the new car. Get what I'm saying? How bad do you feel? Because I felt bad when I had to pull over.
I feel a little better now because the window's already been fixed.
But the computer's gone.
Right. So there's still a feeling of violation.
It's the worst.
Not as much.
If I had it to me when I had my Acura Legend. Yeah.
But I think the problem I'm having with you right now is I'm taking responsibility and you're saying I don't need to. Yes, I do.
For what? It's your car, dude.
Right.
You can't get. No. Who taught? What did JD say?
I don't.
No, was he there for you, or was he saying you made a mistake?
The text line was saying, Steiny, it happened once before. It's your fault.
Stop. If you can't
predict. All right, Pompa and Bate are next. They're from Oracle. I want you to check out this guest list. 12:30, John Barry. 1 o'clock, Tim Hardaway. 2 o'clock, Rick Barry. 2:30, Mr. Fab. And 1:30, should have plugged him in earlier, Jim Barnett.
Wow.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.